Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Yechezkel Perek Tes, the ninth chapter of Yechezkel. This is a vision that Yechezkel has while hovering over Yerushalayim. Remember, he's been taken by an angel from Bavel to above Yerushalayim, and he witnesses the following very mysterious case unfold. He's told about how, as he's hovering there, he hears this tremendous voice about the approach of the city's command, about destruction about to happen. And he sees from the upper gate in the north, he sees six figures, six specters, each walking along, and they are all wearing linen, and they seem to have a keses ha-sofer b'masnav. There's one person in the middle who's wearing this linen, and he's got this scribe, he's got this pad, which he has for, it's a writing pad of sorts, and they all stop at the Mizbech HaNechoshes, the copper altar, which is the main altar used for sacrifices. At this point, Yechezkel sees the honor of Hashem, the Kavoid Elokei Yisrael, which is ascending from the Kruv, from the angels, to the Miftan Abayis, to the platform of the Harabayis. And then the Hashem calls to this specter, this person, who's Lavush Abadim, who's wearing the linen, and he tells him the following. The instructions are given, which are as follows. This is all just the psukim, before getting into details. Hashem says, go throughout the city of Yerushalayim and write a tav. A tav is literally the letter tav. Write it on the forehead of the people who are nenachim v'nevakim al ha'toivos anasos b'socha. The people who are shocked, who are struggling with the terrible, disgraceful actions that have been done in Yerushalayim. And you should tell them, the rest of this group, or the other six of these specters, to go through the city, to kill everybody, to kill everybody they come across, man, woman, older, younger. Everyone is going to be killed, except for the people who are have the taf on them. You'll leave them alive in front of the house. And that's the instructions. What happens? And Yechezkel watches this. He watches these emissaries go out through the city, and he screams out to Hashem, "Va'apala ponov, va'ezak, I call out to Hashem, I fall on my face, prostrate myself. Va'omar, aho Hashem Elokim, how can this be Hashem? Hamashchis ato es kol sheris Yisrael, b'shavcha es chamoscha Yerushalayim, can you kill all of Israel when you pour out your anger onto Jerusalem?" And Hashem says, "No, I'm sorry. His avon beis Yisrael v'yehuda gadol b'mo'od me'od. The sin of Israel is so great. The land is full of blood already. The va'ir mala muta. Everything is twisted. It's perverted. They've left. They think that I've left the land, and I'm not going to have mercy on them anymore." And at that point in time, the person who's lavush abadim comes back to Hashem and says, "I've done everything you've commanded." That's the vision. This is the perek. It's all of Yud Aleph of 11 psukim. Very strange, very enigmatic perek. Let's unpack it a little bit through some points to ponder. So first of all, when looking at this over here, what's this business with the Hashem sort of ascending from the Kruv, from the angel, to the Miftan? So Rashi documents that this is actually, if you go through the beginning of the Mishnah in Kelim, the Mishnah describes that there are 10 steps of exile of the Shekhinah, meaning to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't immediately leave the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem left in steps. This was the first step which has been described in Tanakh, where the Shekhinah is leaving the immediate presence of being above the angels, the Kruvim in the Kodesh Kodashim, and it goes to the next step, which is sort of the platform of the house, the entire area over here. And as it recedes, this is the first step of the recession of the Shekhinah as the destruction is emitting. Who are these individuals? What is he seeing? Who are they? So there are a few options. We're going to look at three options briefly. Number one is the Radak says, if you look in Yirmiyahu Perek Lamites, that when the city was breached and the Babylonians actually entered the city, at the end of the reign of Tzidkiyahu Melech, there is a description of the Babylonian officers who enter. This is how the pasuk goes in Yirmiyahu Lamites. It says, "Vayavoh kol sarei melech Bavel," the officers of Bavel entered, "Vayeshu b'shara tovech, Nergal, Sar Etzer, Samgar Neru, Sar Sichim, Rav Saris, Nargel, Sar Etzer, Rav Mog." So there are eight names there. The Radak suggests that what he is seeing is he's seeing what is about to happen in real life, that the Babylonians are going to enter. Are there eight? So he says the last one was really a sub-officer of the previous one. We're talking about seven officers are entering into Yerushalayim. The trouble with this explanation, which the Radak himself, he doesn't stick with this, he has another option as well, is as that Barbanel points out, doesn't make so much sense because Hashem seems to speak to one of these people, and Hashem is certainly not speaking to Babylonian officers who are destroying the temple to protect Jews. So it doesn't seem to be the pshat. The Gemara in Shabbos actually has a almost an entire Amud dedicated to this particular perek. It's worthwhile learning inside Shabbos Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, coming from the previous page. There's a whole description of this, and the Gemara actually says that these six entities are in fact aspects of destruction. They are Ketzef, Af, Chema, Mashchis, Mashber, and Michla, which means to say there are different types of rage, anger, destruction, crisis, consumption. We're talking about six different levels of destruction which Hashem is extending out. And the Ish Abadim is the protecting angel, the sort of the Gavriel, who's going to be the protector, in a sense, of those who don't deserve this destruction. However, the Arba Barnel very creatively says this doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all, because destruction is destruction. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending destruction, then destroy. Nobody's dying different deaths here. There must be something else. The Arba Barnel suggests very creatively that actually we're talking about six different reasons why the destruction is here. And he says, imagine, you know, thinking about all the dimensions of this world. There are really six dimensions. If we think about it, there is upwards and downwards, right, left, and front, and back. So he says each is relating to a specific sin. Up is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger from on high. Down is the land's anger because of the discretion of Israel on the land. Right and left, let's go to actually backwards and front. We just met back in front because Israel were bowing to the east, to the Mizrach, and their rears were to the base of the Mikdash. That's the back and front, which Yechezkel just saw demonstrated at the end of the last perek. And right is the hand that carried the Ketores, which we saw at the end of last week's perek, yesterday's perek. And the left hand is all the other avonos, the other sins. Which means to say it's a summation of the reasons why destruction is coming. The Radak says on that same kind of direction that the reason why they're standing next to the Mizbeach before they disperse among the city is because the Mizbeach is the place that they forsook when they were praying and serving other entities. But it is interesting. So let's move on to the next step now in understanding this parak. So who are they saving? I just think it's interesting personally to note that the people who are being saved here are not people who are necessarily doing good alone, but they're people who are pained by bad. There's a difference between just doing good and ignoring the rest, and there's those who are actually pained. It hurts them to see the to'evos, the terrible disgraces which are going on in society around them. What is the meaning of this tav? You know, they're placing a tav on people's foreheads. How does that show a person's what's going on over here? So it's interesting. The Gemara tells us, the same Gemara on Nun Hei Amud Aleph in Shabbos tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote a taf for a number of reasons. One option that's suggested is because a taf to describe the word Tichya, or a taf to describe Tamus, meaning you're going to live or going to die. And in fact, the Gemara actually says that the people who are going to live were written a taf on their forehead in ink, and those who are going to die were written a taf in blood. There's other acronyms that I could mean. Rabbi Yochanan says it's tachon zechus avos, that the zechus, the merit of the fathers help you, and the other one says tamos zechus avos. Shmuel says the taf is good and bad. The taf can go both ways. What's interesting about this is the Gemara seems to be inserting an extra layer over here. In the way you read this parak on a basic level, it sounds like that the taf is to protect those who are righteous. But the way the Gemara understands is that everybody gets a taf. One taf is bad, one taf is good. One is blood, one is ink. Why is the Gemara inserting this extra level? So the Rinas Yitzchak Rav Sirotzkin suggests that very basically over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to avoid a situation of Avraham and Sodom. When Avraham prayed for Sodom, he said, if there are tzaddikim in the city, please let them save the Rishayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. The Gemara has a tradition that there was a taf written in blood on the heads of the Rishayim, so that even if they were tzaddikim, the tzaddikim would not be able to help the Rishayim because they were so needing of their destruction. Finally, let's ask one last question. What happened in the end? So the Gemara in Shabbos says that this is the only time in all history that there was a gzeira for tov, and it was actually reneged. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something good should happen, these people should be saved, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu retracted that. Why? The Gemara says because the Midas Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's prosecuting agency, came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you let these people live? These people didn't rebuke their brethren, even if they're good. And Hashem says, well, it wouldn't have helped. And the Midas HaDin says, well, they didn't try. Even though they may know it wouldn't have helped, they should have tried. The fact that they didn't means they're not worthy of living. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu acceded, which means to say the destruction was total, was consummate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu retracted the protection of the Tav. That's why the Gemara understands it. What a shocking, what a terrifying thing, which is what Yechezkel was protesting about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sorry, the sin is full, ma'od, ma'od, not for just doing, but with compliance with doing as well. The Arba Ben El says, actually, in a more graphic way, the Arba Ben El, at the end of his commentary, says, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Ish Lavush Abadim among the city, and he looked for pure righteous people, but there was no one. Not that there were righteous people who didn't protest, there was no one. Which is why Yechezkel says in Pasuk Ches, Vayehi kahakosom, as they were smitten, v'nashir ani, I was only the one who was left. There was no one left. And this gives us a sense of the rotten society, the terrible tragedy, not only of the destruction, but our actions which caused that destruction. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.